There's a winter storm warning until noontime today. Our meteorologist Brittany Merlot calling for cloudy, breezy, and chilly conditions. Maybe an additional inch of snow today with a high just at 22. Tonight, breezy, bitter cold, light snow showers early, wind chills to 20 below zero, actual temperature minus 5. On Sunday, not a lot of temperature movement, partly sunny, breezy, very cold with a high at zero. Sunday night into Monday, 13 below zero. Monday, partly cloudy, breezy, again a high just at zero. Monday night into Tuesday, one of the coldest nights of the year so far, 15 degrees below zero. Tuesday, mixed skies, still very cold, a high of 2. Tuesday night into Wednesday, 10 below for an overnight low. Wednesday, clouds building in and a bit warmer with a high of 14. One above for an overnight low of Wednesday into Thursday. And then Thursday's daytime forecast, mostly cloudy, snow showers possible early with a high of 13 degrees. And now the latest information on trail openings for the Richland County Snowmobile Alliance. The Richland County Snowmobile Trails will open this morning at 8 a.m. Trails that will remain closed include Richland Center to Muscadet, Blue River to Boaz, and Boaz to Muscadet. Also, there is no trail at the moment from Ithaca to Sauk County Line in Bear Valley. The Richland County Snowmobile Alliance have hopes some of these will be opening in the next couple of days. If you're willing to lend a hand, please send a message. Please take it easy as the ground is soft underneath and help continue to pack the trails, as it's critical for really good trails next week. Today's weather-related announcements include the possibility that today's Wisconsin State Journal may be delivered late due to the weather. Simon's Recreation Complex will remain closed until noon today. The National Weather Service is advising dangerous to impossible driving conditions. Travel is not advised until absolutely necessary, as the winter storm warning continues until noon today. The Creative Outlet is closed today. Community First Bank branches will be closed today. Robin's Nest is closed today. The Town of Richwood Recycling and Dump will be closed. Friends of Blue River Coffee Talk this morning canceled. The Richland Center landfill will be closed today and Monday. Waterstown Recycling Center is also closed today. Junior bowling at the Phoenix Center scheduled for 8:30 is canceled. Richland Center youth girls basketball is canceled for today. Richland Center Seventh-day Adventist Church will not meet today. The Ithaca Weston Wrestling Tournament and Hall of Fame event will not be held. The Westby Wrestling Invitational at Westby today has been canceled. This includes the Richland Center girls and Ithaca Weston girls wrestling teams. And a cancellation for Sunday, January 14th, church service at the First Lutheran Church in Lone Rock has been canceled.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave
listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. She's always on my mind. Her memory goes round and round. I've tried to quit a thousand times. Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. Fill the glass up to the top. I'll start with loving her, but I don't know when to stop. I wake up and right away, her name is on my lips. Watch the memories start to flow. Well, I can't stop with just one sip. Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. She's always on my mind. Her memory goes round and round. I've tried to quit a thousand times. Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. Fill the glass up to the top. I'll start with loving her, but I don't know when to stop. Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. She's always on my mind. Her memory goes round and round. I've tried to quit a thousand times. Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. Fill the glass up to the top. I'll start loving her, but I don't know when to stop. I'll start with loving her, but I don't know when to stop.
That's a pretty good way to start your day. Welcome to the weekend. David Ball with a thinking problem. Oh man, if you don't need to go anywhere, don't. The roads. Let the road crew do what they need to do.
Talk.
That's King George for your snowy, blowy Saturday morning. A winter storm warning remains in effect until noontime today. We're at 22 degrees, a little over 1.5 inches of snow during the overnight, about 11.5 total for the storm yesterday into today. We'll have a look at cancellations following our 520 sports today. Here's Olivia Newton-John on RCO.
There was a time when I was in a hurry as you are. I was like you. There was a day when I just had to tell my point of view.
Some folks drink and some folks smoke. Some folks love and some folks don't. Some folks laugh and some folks frown. Some folks hear that'll gun you down. Goodbye, John.
Goodbye, John.
Six white horses come to take you home. Goodbye, John.
Goodbye, John.
Took you away before you sang your song. Some preach wrong and some preach right. Some preach love and some preach fight. Takes every kind to make the world go round. Takes only one to gun you down. Goodbye, Martin.
Goodbye, Martin.
Six white horses come to take you home. Goodbye, Reverend.
Goodbye, Reverend.
Took you away before you sang your song. Thank you. Some people stick pretty close to home. Others are born with the urge to roam. Welcome, welcome to our town. I hope nobody tries to gun you down. Goodbye, Bobby.
Goodbye, Bobby.
Six white horses come to take you home. Goodbye, Robert. Took you away before you sang your song. Goodbye, John.
Goodbye, John.
Goodbye, Martin.
Goodbye, Martin.
Goodbye, Bobby.
Goodbye, Bobby.
They took you away before you sang your song.
Start your day the right way. It's the Roundup with Phil and Hank.
With Phil and Hank.
Weekday mornings around 7:20 from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Right, I'm in Roho.
Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I am the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with the other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st of 2024. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January 25th and Friday, January 26th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. You may register online and sign up for a screening appointment by following two links located at the Ithaca Public Schools website, ithaca.k12.wi.us. You can also find Ithaca Public Schools on Facebook. When you arrive for your child's screening appointment, you will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While your child is working with our school staff, parents will have the opportunity to meet with reading specialist and instructional coach, Andrea Newkirk, and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If you have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513. Additional information and forms will be sent to you prior to screening. We look forward to meeting you and your family at 4K screening.
Good morning. Time to take a look at sports for your Saturday, sponsored by members of the Sports Boosters Club. Sports-related cancellations for today. Junior bowling at the Phoenix Center is canceled. Richland Center Youth Girls Basketball is canceled for today. The Ithaca West End Wrestling Tournament and Hall of Fame event will not be held. The Westby Wrestling Invitational for today is canceled. Teams to participate locally, the Richland Center girls and the Ithaca Weston girls wrestling teams. This event is still on. The Richland Center boys basketball team will host an alumni day today. Four teams will play. There will be concessions available. Now, despite the weather, the event will be held, and the start time for the first game has been pushed back to 2 p.m. Any Richland Center boys basketball alumni are welcome to stop by and play today. A reception will follow the games at the Phoenix Center. NBA Finals from last night, Indiana 126-108 over Atlanta. It was Houston a 112-110 win over Detroit. Philly down Sacramento 112-93. The Clippers 128, Memphis 119. Minnesota pounded on Portland 116-93. Highest scoring game of the night, Golden State over the Bulls 140-131. San Antonio a 135-99 win over Charlotte. Miami outdueled Orlando 99-96. Utah 145, Toronto 113, Denver 125-113 win over New Orleans, and two for National Hockey League, Nashville 6-3 over Dallas, and Philly got by Minnesota in overtime 4-3. That's a look at sports for your Saturday from WRCO-FM.
Meister Log and Lumber Company buys logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin and has since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager at Meister Log and Lumber. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills Richland Center. Richland Hospital is first for you. Richland Hospital is your first choice for better health from birth through every step of life.
And now the latest information on trail openings for the Richland County Snowmobile Alliance. The Richland County Snowmobile Trails will open this morning at 8 a.m. Trails that will remain closed include Richland Center to Muscadet, Blue River to Boaz, and Boaz to Muscadet. Also, there is no trail at the moment from Ithaca to Sauk County Line in Bear Valley. The Richland County Snowmobile Alliance have hopes some of these will be opening in the next couple of days. If you're willing to lend a hand, please send a message. Please take it easy as the ground is soft underneath and help continue to pack the trails as it's critical for really good trails next week. Today's weather-related announcements include the possibility that today's Wisconsin State Journal may be delivered late due to the weather. Simon's Recreation Complex will remain closed until noon today. The National Weather Service is advising dangerous to impossible driving conditions. Travel is not advised until absolutely necessary as the winter storm warning continues until noon today. The Creative Outlet is closed today. Community First Bank branches will be closed today. Robin's Nest is closed today. The Town of Richwood Recycling and Dump will be closed. Friends of Blue River Coffee Talk this morning canceled. The Richland Center Landfill will be closed today and Monday. Waterstown Recycling Center is also closed today. Junior Bowling at the Phoenix Center scheduled for 8:30 is canceled. Richland Center Youth Girls Basketball is canceled for today. Richland Center's Seventh-day Adventist Church will not meet today. The Ithaca West End Wrestling Tournament and Hall of Fame event will not be held. The West B Wrestling Invitational at West B today has been canceled. This includes the Richland Center girls and Ithaca West End girls wrestling teams. And a cancellation for Sunday, January 14th, church service at the First Lutheran Church in Lone Rock has been canceled. 100.9. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
City of El Paso, where long ago I heard a song about a Texas cowboy and a girl, and a little place called Roses where he used to go and watch this beauty world. I don't recall who sang the song, but I recall the story that I heard. I remember each and every word. The singer sang about a jealous cowboy and the way he used a gun to kill another cowboy. Then he had to leave El Paso on the run. El Paso City by the Rio Grande, cowboy lived and rode away, but love was strong, he couldn't stay. He rode back just to die in that El Paso sand. El Paso City by the Rio Grande, I try not to let you cross
lost my mind, but still I find there's such a mystery in the song that I don't understand. My mind is down there somewhere as I fly above the badlands of New Mexico. I can't explain why I should know the very trail he rode back to El Paso. Can it be that man can disappear from life and live another time? And does the mystery deepen cause you think that you yourself lived in that other time? Somewhere in my deepest thoughts, familiar scenes and memories unfold. These wild and unexplained emotions that I've had so long, but I have never told. Like every time I fly up through the heavens and I see you there below, I get the feeling sometime in another world I live in El Paso. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande. Could it be that I could be the cowboy in this mystery that died there in that desert sand so long ago? Telling me maybe death awaits me in El Paso. El Paso City.
That's the late great Marty Robbins taking you through your Saturday morning snowy wake up. We're down to 21 degrees with the Bellamy Brothers. You gotta let your love flow.
For the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you deep inside and send you reeling where your love can hide, and then go stealing through the moonlit nights with your love. Nights, and there's a reason for the candle lights. Must be the season when those love rides shine all around us. So let that wonder take you into space and lay you under its loving embrace. Just feel the thunder as it warms your face. You can't hold back. Just let your love flow like a mountain stream, and let your love grow with the smallest of dreams, and let your love show, and you'll know what I mean. It's the season. Let your love fly like a bird on the wing, and let your love find you to all living things, and let your love shine. You'll know what I mean.
kick it in.
Baby, it's cold outside, out here in the rain. Sure looks warm inside through the window pane. I've been a knocking on your front door. I've been waiting all night, and you know what for. It's a cold outside. Let me come on in. What's that blue tick hound doing in my chair?
I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do.
sister came over, had the Sunday paper with her. There was the girl on the social page, looking in love and all engaged. We decided she don't take a very good picture. It may be my family's redneck nature rubbing off, bringing out unladylike behavior. It sure ain't Christian to judge a stranger, but I don't like her. She may be an angel who spends all the winter bringing the homeless blankets and dinner. A regular Nobel Peace Prize winner, but I really hate her. I'll think of a reason later. I drew horns and blacked out her tooth with a marker. Childish, yes, but she made such a thin little target. I couldn't be happier on my own, but I've got the slightest of a jealous bone, and seeing her with him tends to enlarge it. Well, it may be my family's redneck nature rubbing off, bringing out unladylike behavior. It sure ain't Christian to judge a stranger, but I don't like her. She may be an angel who spends all winter bringing the homeless blankets and dinner. A regular Nobel Peace Prize winner, but I really hate her. I'll think of a reason later.
WRCO. Hey, rock and rollers. Try all new Those Were the Days energy drinks. Here's a Salad Gold dancer, Joanne Krulots, before she tries the energy drink.
74.
And here is Joanne after enjoying a Those Were the Days energy drink made with a blend of ski and mallow cups.
74.
Join us Saturday night for old-time rock and roll on the radio. The best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. We'll stop in Park for a little while in 1974. We'll take your requests and play trivia. Each time the bell rings, you could be a winner. Those Were the Days is sponsored in part by Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jay's Ag and Turf Center, and Jones Chevrolet. Between 6 and midnight Saturday night, I hope you'll join us for Those Were the Days.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
The Richland Center Rodeo Committee hopes you'll plan to attend the 10th annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament at the Phoenix Center Sunday, featuring two shifts, 11 and 2, $15 per person. There's a sign-up sheet at the Phoenix Center, door prizes, a 50-50 raffle, a bake sale. Come and have a good time and have some fun. For more information, call Dean Reinhardt at 608-604-4692. And don't forget the state rodeo finals in Richland Center will be June 14th through the 16th.
Between now and the top of the hour, we will have a fresh look at your cancellations and weather-related announcements. We'll do that in just a few moments. We have a new one to pass along to you for Sunday. This is coming up tomorrow. Ash Creek Church will not hold their 9 a.m. service tomorrow. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Her name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her face. She left me now knowing what to do. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Slip away, slip away on you. Turning back the pages to the times I love best. I wonder if she'll ever do the same. Now the thing that I call living, just being satisfied with knowing I got no one left to blame. Carefree highway, I got to see you, my old flame. Carefree highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Carefree highway, let me slip away. Slip away on you. Searching through the fragments of my dream-shattered sleep, I wonder if the years have closed your mind. I guess it must be wanderlust or trying to get free from the good old faithful feeling we once knew. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, you've seen the better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Carefree highway, let me slip away, slip away on you. Slip away on you. Carefree highway, I got to see you, my old friend. Carefree highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Carefree highway, let me slip away, slip away on you.
You got
2005, Gretchen Wilson. She's a little home wrecker on Country and Community. We will have a farm news update at the top of the hour for you. Following that, weather and cancellations. All part of your weekend wake up. Here's John Conley on RCO-FM.
When I think of my childhood days, growing up in a small town, USA, the fondest of my many memories is that front porch rocking chair and all of us children gathered there, waiting our turn to climb up on Mama's knee. Saturday morning they sit at home, gathered around, their eyes glued to the screen. Around the world they go, in living color and stereo, but they may never get to know the thrill imagination. Rocking chair, in Mama's rocking chair, she could take us anywhere, to a tropical island, or a snow-covered mountain, or a desert caravan. We sail the ocean and climb the Eiffel Tower. We went a million...
100.9.
The Richland Center Rodeo Committee hopes you'll plan to attend the 10th annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament at the Phoenix Center Sunday, featuring two shifts, 11 and 2, $15 per person. There's a sign-up sheet at the Phoenix Center, door prizes, prizes, a 50-50 raffle, a bake sale. Come and have a good time and have some fun. For more information, call Dean Reinhardt at 608-604-4692. And don't forget the state rodeo finals in Richland Center will be June 14th through the 16th.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Harchie Lumber, serving you with all your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing, design service and more, all from Harchie Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
USDA has confirmed record large corn production and a big soybean crop in 2023.
I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics. They offer more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Rich Nelson, the chief strategist at Allendale, tells Brownfield those 2023 U.S. corn and soybean production numbers definitely caught some eyes.
I think a lot of us were surprised by USDA's increases and revisions higher for the completed 2023 fall harvest numbers. Corn production revised up by 108 million bushels. The yield change to date they did was tied for the largest yield increase on this January report in over 20 years. Soybeans production increased by 36 million bushels. This was tied for the second largest production increase or yield increase over the past 20 years as well. So a bit of a surprise on this side. Also keep in mind, USDA did not really offset these higher production numbers on the soybean side with any changes for U.S. production. Also concerning, they did not really give us the full hit on South American production declines that the trade wanted to see. They dropped soybean down by 4 million tons as far as Brazilian crop. That was offset by two higher for Argentine numbers. So you can certainly say a bit disappointing across the board for corn and soybeans. We'll see about this new crop discussion, especially with winter wheat plantings down 2 million acres.
Nelson says that while the numbers for wheat were not nearly as eye-catching, there could be some positives.
You know, overall for the U.S. balance sheet, USDA really didn't make any major changes that we can really get too keyed up on about. I would suggest that this discussion about the acreage, the 2024 acreage discussion, which, you know, is something which is still up in the air, and these initial planning estimates will be revised 3 or 4 times still in the year ahead. So for right now, at least, we are perhaps seeing that some first signs of hope that perhaps we can get ourselves out of these lower prices we've been trading at for these past few months. So it's all positive, maybe not game changer, though.
Soybean and corn futures were lower Friday, pressured by those USDA numbers, while wheat essentially followed the lead of corn and soybeans, but with losses limited by slightly oversold signals at this point. USDA's next round of supply and demand estimates is out February 8th. Now let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, John. There was another light round of direct cash cattle trade that took place across all of cattle country Friday. Live yields in the South were at $172. That's a dollar lower than the prior week's weighted averages. Live deals in Nebraska and Iowa were marked at $173, with a few at $174, about steady to a dollar lower than the previous week's weighted averages. Deals in the North were marked at anywhere from $272 to $275. The lesser prices were about $2 below the previous week's weighted averages. The high end was about steady. Weather was a factor this week, and that was the case in Missouri as well, as we check in with Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture. Tony?
We had some barns that went back to work last week. Some were planning to get back to work this week after the holidays, and the weather, you know, delayed that some. We're still going to end up with about 28,000 head that went through the auction barns this week. So given all the sales that end up canceling, that's pretty decent volume. The market's definitely lower. If you look at the sales that had auctions last week and the ones that had this week, we gave back about half of what we'd gained over the holidays there. The calves 5 to 10 lower, the yearlings steady to 5 lower. So the market definitely softer, but it's mostly weather related. Can't transport those cattle, get them to new places. And then, of course, the northern third of the state, there was 10 inches of snow. The ground's not frozen underneath, so it made things really sloppy for getting around and trying to feed. The prices this week, you know, we had a top draft of light 5-weight spring, 310, some 8-weight steers, 231.75. So, you know, those are 5 to 10 lower on the calves and a good $5 lower on the yearlings. Load of 7-weight heifers this week, top load 224. So that's, you know, that's $7 or $8 lower than where we were last week. And we've already, we've about all of our auctions for next Monday and Tuesday with this extreme temperatures coming in, they've already canceled. So volume is going to be real light next week as well.
Thanks, Tony. Cash hog business was also slow on Friday. There was a very light negotiated run. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 53 cents with a weighted average of $44.96. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A Civic Media station.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hass. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, the Richland.